This is Wade Rathjuth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the most recent primaries, Trump and Clinton both took Arizona, the big prize, while Cruz won handily in Utah and Sanders took the caucuses in Idaho and Utah. A hacker company has approached the FBI saying that they believe they can unlock the iPhone at issue in the court case between Apple and the Justice Department over the San Bernardino terrorist phone. Legal action has been postponed while they see if this will work. Apple, unlike most big tech companies, does not pay hackers bounties to find bugs in their systems, which is why the company likely went to the FBI rather than coming to them, and why there is a hugely lucrative underground market for hackers finding Apple bugs. A new ordinance on inclusionary zoning was passed in New York City requiring 20-30% of all units benefiting from rezonings to be offered to families at 40-80% of median income. A recent study has found that nuclear plants south of Miami operated by Florida Power and Light are polluting Biscayne Bay and threatening water well drinking water unless action is taken. A huge problem being confronted by many techie on-demand delivery startups wanting to be Ubers is that the median American wage is about $20 an hour. So a fee of even a few dollars is a costly premium better suited to the rich. The Affordable Care Act is celebrating its sixth anniversary with a new benefit for the 86 million Americans, including 22 million over 65 years of age, who are pre-diabetic by paying for prevention services with Medicare that include lifestyle changes. Major corporations in Georgia and the NFL have lined up to lobby the governor to veto a bill that claims to offer religious protections as a guise to discriminate against same-sex marriage requirements. Experts are having to come to grips with the fact that no matter how many laws are passed supporting the two-parent family, the government is clueless about how to encourage or make this happen. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.